Jim Taylor back on the WRMJ Pigskin Playoff Preview. We get a chance to talk a little 1A football today with Pat Lower. He is the head coach of the Fulton Steamers and, of course, an Aledo High School graduate. Now I know Coach Lower on our panel today is Bill Breeden. Do you want to share any Bill Breeden stories today at all or not?
Well, there's a lot of Bill Breeden stories, and they're all great. He was one of my first mentors. He's one of the guys that made me fall in love with the game of football. We talk regularly, either it's through text or actually talking, and I have great respect for that man, his passion for high school football, playing defense especially, and being the defensive captain for him and calling the defenses was an honor and a privilege, and really have a lot of love for that man.
So the one neat thing I can share with people is you had him, I don't know, it was last year or a couple years ago, you've had him come like speak to your team at your pasta or get together dinners before the playoffs or whatever. That's happened before, right?
Yes, it has.
So like, what did he say to the kids? Do you remember?
And what was our reaction? I do remember because he had an Aledo football hat, and then he was talking about tradition and this and that and the tradition that we have up here. And then he finished by putting on a Fulton Steamer football hat. And it was really cool. It had the guys attention, that's for sure. He's a great speaker. He's a great motivator. I got a quick story for you, if you don't mind.
Sure,
When we were in seventh grade, he was our head coach, and we were in his classroom because we played our middle school games at Aledo High School. And he put in a tape, and we're all sitting there in our cleats and all that. He put in a tape of NFL Crunch Course, and it was all these huge NFL hits. And I'm probably dating myself. I'm dating myself as to what NFL Crunch Course is. But it's kind of one of those, if you know, you know. And we were so pumped up. And then he had a podium. And when the tape was done.
This is tremendous.
Yeah. When the tape is over, he slaps that podium and knocks it across the room. And he's spitting, going, let's go. And we were so excited and pumped up. And that's a true story. Any of my buddies can tell you. I tell that story a lot to kids that I used to watch NFL Crunch Course with my coach.
Get that VHS tape out, man.
The best part was the right hand across that podium thing he had. And it just went flying. Yeah.
Oh, that's tremendous, man. Yeah. Thanks for sharing that. That is
you
awesome.
Bet.
All right. So I think most people in, you know, the Mercer County, Lower Rock Island County area, when they talk about 1A football in the north half of the bracket, they know it's basically kind of the NUIC conference tournament. It looks like it's that way again here in 2023.
Yeah, you know, I would think so. I think sometimes people kind of roll their eyes and, oh my gosh, you're drinking the NUIC Kool-Aid and all that kind of stuff. But it being in it now for 3 years, it really is a good football conference. And you are very prepared for anything and everything you're going to see. It's one of the reasons we wanted to go to it. One, because it's a great conference and we want to win state championships. And two, it's teams that we're going to have to beat in order to win a state championship for the most part. You know, so it does prepare you. It's a very good conference. A lot of good football games each and every week. You've got to be ready each week. It's a grind. It really is, both mentally and physically, especially mentally for the coaches. You just always have to worry about the next opponent. I mean, for example, Galena finished 3-6, and Coach Freed up there has a really good football team that we barely beat, and they knocked off Stockton and knocked them out of the playoffs last night. So really good football game in, game out. And we're proud to represent it, that's for sure.
Well, and so you're officially a 12 seed at 6-3, taking on a 5 seed, Morrison 8-1, who is, as we speak, is a Three Rivers Conference team, but will be an NUIC team here next year. But there's some deep history between these two programs over the years, and I know there was a traveling kind of trophy associated with the game. So, man, out of all of the first-round games in small school football, this is probably, you know, really the marquee matchup of the 16 games that are going to be played in 1A with kind of the rivalry on the team and the quality of the opponents going mano a mano. What an atmosphere that should be for round one of the playoffs.
Yeah, you know, I think so. I know, you know, when that came out, we're really excited about it. You know, going 6-3, where we went 6-3 with our three losses to an undefeated team and two teams with two losses and two very good losses. You know, We feel very comfortable as a 6-3 team. We knew we were going to have to go on the road. There was just a couple different scenarios. And for a while there last night, we thought maybe we would be going to Aurora Christian. Then we went to bed last night thinking Morrison. We woke up thinking Morrison, and that's what it is. So, you know, we're excited. You know, we've had some really, really good games over the years with those guys. And it's been exciting. And I know it'll be a great crowd on Saturday. You know, it'll be half and half, and it'll be rocking. And our kids, you know, we're going to be excited to go there, you know, and put on a good show. And you know, again, it's just fun. This is a fun time of year, knowing that it can end at any moment. However, if you get to advance, it's a great feeling, and you get another week. And we always say we want to be practicing football when we can hear basketballs bouncing in the gym.
Yeah. So 6-3 this year. You lose to the defending state champs. Lee win in week two, 32-8. And then let's see, recapping your schedule. That was our Lena Winslow game was week two. Week one, you lose to Forest in 22-18. Yeah, a 4-point game. And then week seven, a loss to Dupec, 46-14. But then you turn around after that loss to Dupec, and I think you kind of turned some heads here. So a 6-3 team in 1A in the NUIC. You turn around and play a Knoxville team on the road, and you continuous clock them and beat them 42-0. So I think that kind of turned some heads down in this part of the state. And that was a team that was, I think, ranked fifth in 2A at the time. So that probably proved to be a pretty big win for you in week eight after the, you know, loss to Dupec, dropping to 5-3 on the season, and potentially, you know, you probably go into that game with Knoxville saying, hey, this has got to be a toss-up game because they're ranked fifth in state. But that's probably really a marquee victory for you when you reflect on the 2023 season.
Yeah, I think so. You know, we knew starting off the season at Forest and hosting Lena that it was going to be a real tough start for us. Not only that, but we're very young. We're replacing a lot of guys from last year's team in the last couple of years. And, you know, we had two sophomores starting on the offensive line, two juniors starting on the offensive line, a lot of juniors in the backfield, junior quarterback. So it was, you know, a primetime game week one at Forest, and we just didn't quite finish. We had a lead for most of the game, let that one get away. Then Lena, we play them tougher than we've played them in the last couple of years. And then we were able to roll off four in a row. Then Dupec, I mean, they're a good 3A football team, and they came in here and really got on us right away. And we were never really in the game, and that was probably the most disappointing loss. We just didn't play well. And then to bounce back and beat a good Knoxville team down there at their place really made us feel good. We played really well. It was one of those nights where things just went our way. And then last night, finishing off against West Carroll, was a good night for us to have a big win and get everybody in. And we feel like we're playing our best football. The young kids aren't young anymore. And hopefully, you know, we have a little bit of a run in us. But, you know, we just got to just take it day by day and get better each and every day.
All right. Great to visit with Coach Patrick Lohr of the Fulton Steamers, the 12 seed in 1A, taking on Morrison, a 5 seed in the northern half of the bracket. Again, that'll be a great rivalry game and a great way to open up the playoffs. Coach, thanks for coming on, and good luck next weekend.
Hey, I appreciate it. And if you would, please, just ask Coach Breen if he still has that VHS tape.
I will.
Send it up to Fulton.
All right. Thanks, Jim. All right. You're listening to WRMJ.